is Dawn Melissa Montour, who is running for council. This is a second straight time you're running, correct? Third?
Third time.
Can you just approach the microphone just a little bit more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what? I know you've done this on Candidates Night and in various other forums, but first take the opportunity to present yourself to those who don't know you.
Okay. My name is Melissa Montour. I'm 39 years old. I have a 23-year-old son. He just graduated from automotive mechanics. I'm married. My parents are Don Lahash and James Montour. I have an educational background with a degree in political science from Concordia University. I have a certification as a paralegal, certification as a police officer. I currently am the CEO of Alpha Strategies Development Alliance, which is a consulting firm. I am the president of the Fighting Spirit Foundation, the Gunawaga Athletics Association. I sent as the director of operations. I'm also the president of SPIVAS, which is a sexual victims organization where we provide, you know, legal references, clinical references, basically just to help people that are in that situation as well as their families. Also a member of the Martial Arts Federation of Quebec and Boxing Canada.
Okay. So we've got your CV.
Yeah.
Why are you running again?
Okay, well, my concern has always been the political direction that our community has been taken. And raised from a traditional family, but I also went to school out of town. And I was first here at Goryunuha School learning Gunyageha, and then I got thrown into a French school. So I ended up doing my, say, kindergarten to grade six all in French, and then I went to an English high school. So I had the opportunity to mix with the French and the English and felt like what all their points of views were. So I always was able to see where they were coming from. And during the 90 crisis, after that time when we had gone back to school, there was a lot of racism. And, you know, when you're a kid, you don't understand that, because one minute you were playing and you were friends and everybody was together. And next thing you know, you're just being bullied and beat up in a corner for just because you're from Gunawaga, you know. So at that time, all the kids from Gunawaga stuck together. Well, we had no choice, right? So, you know, when things like this start to come up where we're finding mass graves and bodies, you know, people get emotional, it, you know, a lot of things and hard feelings come up, rightfully so. But you know, there's always that other factor of, now how are we going to be treated when we go out in public? And more frustrating is, what is the government going to do about it now? Because they can't continue to deny and lie about all the things that have been done to our people.
So with that outside experience, you feel that'll help in negotiating or talking to other governments?
Well, I think talking to other governments, they're pretty much set in their way of what they think is right for us. And we never get to tell them what it is that is right for us, because they have never listened to us in the first place. They're trying to say, like, oh, we're so sorry for what we did, like, present day, for what happened. Like, Justin Trudeau, the prime minister, just finished saying, oh, we're sorry. But actually, our people were outraged in 1899, 1900, 1901, when the Dominion police shot and killed a traditional chief and deposed our traditional government. That's the first thing they did, was not just take away our language, but they took our way of controlling our own affairs. That was taken from us. So the Indian Act was never meant for us to prosper. It was a mechanism to control us. And so getting out of that, like, matrix they wanted to stick us with, we need to get back to that.
How?
Well, it starts by the people coming together. Drop your labels where you're here, you're there, you're this group, you're that group. No, you're Gunyakehaga. Act like it. Show the world what you gave the Constitution of the United States and all these other colonies that came and tried to build a government of democracy where everybody has a voice and a say, and conduct yourself. It's not that hard. If you meet on small levels, like even meeting groups, sexual violence groups, you know, sit in clans. When we sat in clans, it went so much easier, the meeting, past the issues, you know what I mean? And you deal with them one by one. In 1979, and people have been saying it, there was a mandate to go back to traditional government. Well, what's the problem and why hasn't it happened, right? So I think that the people should unify and come together now, sit in their clans in a big place, open space, and get to it. Start talking, start doing it. Don't just talk the talk, walk the walk. You have to.
Understanding how the MCK is set up, how do you affect that change realistically?
Realistically, the MCK is an organization. It's taken on a political role, but it does need restructuring, and the people need to give them the direction. And they're not there to dictate to the people. They shouldn't be dictating to the people. They should be saying, okay, the clan families met. This is what the people came up with at a larger people's meeting, and this is what we got to do, and put the government on notice. We know who we are. Nobody's going to define who we are or what we can and can't do. And there's treaties and all kind of international doctrines that it wasn't the MCK that sat down and went into those agreements. No, that was our ancestors. Our people did that prior to all these organizations existing as a corporate entity that they are today.
Okay. I guess that's the major issue for you about what's wrong, what are the main issues plaguing Ganawagi, but are there others that you have in mind that you want to tackle?
Oh, there are so many issues, from sexual abuse, drug and alcohol addiction, these designer drugs that are coming are super lethal. I am so scared for our youth today. You know, everybody was young and wanted to party and have fun and all that stuff, but you know what? Today, that stuff can kill you. I mean, I had a friend of mine who lost a nephew over smoking a joint that was laced with fentanyl. The kid didn't know. He thought, well, it's harmless. It's pot. It's, you know, but there was fentanyl in it, and it killed him and his friend. And they were like 30, 20, 23, very young. That's sad. And we shouldn't be losing our people. These are our future leaders and professionals. That's one day they're going to be taking care of us when we're old. You know, so we have to make sure that we set a path and we keep them healthy and teach them everything we can while we're here.
So drugs is one.
Yeah, drugs is one.
What else is on your mind? Because you did say a lot.
I did say a lot, but there is so much. But we have to prioritize what it is in the community that we want to fix. What is the major issues? I keep hearing housing. Why is this 20, 30 years, still the same argument? There's still no housing. Why? We have to look at the land use committee. We have to look at the way they're handling everything. Is it because there's administrative things that can just be modified or deleted, start over? Really, the reality is our women are in control of our lands. So I want to see more women in control of what they're supposed to be in control of. You know, it's stuff like that. If we have to have weekly sit downs with everybody, I think that would be a great start. Start housekeeping.
In your mind, is that realistic?
I think it's realistic.
Because community meetings have not been extremely well attended in the last decade, even.
Well, I think it's because of the wording. If you use community, they assume it's a MCK. If you say people's meeting, it's general. It's everybody. That's what I'm saying. Drop your labels. You have to unify at one point. You have to work together. You know, there might be people in there that may not like me or vice versa. But you know what? I'm not there for them. I'm there for the issue. I'm there for the people and our well-being at large, for the collective. We have a lot of things that we're about to start living with the big fiscal restructuring that's been going on all over the world. You know, in the financial institutions, the world is becoming a little bit harder to live in. you know. So we have to prepare our children to make sure that they can get into that market with a good credit and good jobs and have, you know, things on the books and set them up for their future.
What do you mean financial restructuring? Are you talking Bitcoin and blockchain?
Well, you know, yeah, the government contemplating, are we going to go into digital currency? Are we not? So then what does that do to cash market? You know, there's big things like that. There's bank structures that have changed the rules. It's just so many things where we're going to have to start. What we don't have is a treasury in Ganawage. And what I think with the council, with the band council as a whole, with all these controls they have on all these funds and their abilities to shift numbers and make things disappear and reappear, it's like we need a treasury. And they need to not be in business per se. They're not business people. They're just there to deal with government programs that have been sent from Ottawa and Quebec and disperse it to the people, right?
So they're controllers.
Well, I mean, it's obvious that they're controlling everything.
No. I meant comptrollers, like as in...
Right, and they need to not be comptrollers. There needs to be a business council, like a chamber of commerce. There needs to be a treasury. There needs to be less hands in the cookie jar. And it really needs to be open and transparent. And that's basically going to help everybody in the community prosper.
All right. We've got about just under 5 minutes left. Make your pitch as to why people should vote for you.
Well, I'm a hard worker. I have a lot of experience. I've been around the world. I've been to the mountaintop. I've seen a lot of things. And my thing is, I always help people. I don't know how many people I've helped. It's so many. And it doesn't always have to be money. It could be anything. It could be helping them legally, in a jam, moving, anything. I'm always willing to help. And that's what people need, is people to work for them. They need people that are going to move and help and get them somewhere, give them guidance, be there to support them, no matter what it is. So, I dedicate all my time to our politics anyway, you know, whether I'm at work or on my leisure time, or if I have a day off, I'm sitting in a circle talking politics somewhere. It's just who I am. I can't help it.
What's your vision for the future of the community?
My vision for the future of the community is economic stability and equal opportunity and getting everybody to work and be healthy, getting through these traumas and staying healthy and staying away from, you know, those things that break families apart, alcohol, violence, sexual abuse. We're going to try to eliminate that as much as possible with cultural teachings. And I really want these facilities that I had envisioned to be holistic and have our traditional people there and sweats and all that stuff. Because I remember hearing somebody say, yeah, I want to go to this rehab in BC so I can learn my culture. And I'm thinking, you're not going to learn your culture in BC. Your culture is here. Our people are here, right? So I would like to see more of our communities sharing the people that are looking to get well, and bounce them around from place to place and send them on like trips and medicine walks and, you know, just go out and get to know the land again, get to know the lakes again. It's really about your spirit as a person and regrowing.
So put down the phone and get off social media, in other words?
Really get back out there and listen to nature. That's what I did the other day. I just sat on my porch and I listened to the birds, the trees. It was beautiful. That's reality. When you go to the river and you see, is it high, is it low? What's going on with the fish? You know what I mean? You know what's going on in your environment. So you have to attach yourself to the land. We are attached to the land.
It sounds like a very tall task to get all of this done. How do you make the transition, if and once you get elected, to bring all this around quickly?
Well, we have a table that pledged to do everything they can for the community, right? So now it's time to put that into action. And whoever gets in, we have a lot of powerful candidates out there. And I really can't wait to work with a table that's willing to actually jump on the same goals and move fast and furious, you know, toward getting it done. I think we can move mountains. There's a lot of community people out there that are just like, you know, when is this happening? Because I'm there, you know? So there's a lot of like excitement. There's support. Other communities are like, yeah, they're aware of what, you know, I've been trying to get done and start, but the COVID with everything is kind of like a damper. But anyways, it's moving forward now that everything is not restricted. So it's exciting.
All right, Melissa, you got a minute left to say what you want.
Say what I want.
I know we've covered so much.
I just want the good people of Ganawage that are tired of the same old, to go out, make your vote, choose wisely. I won't disappoint. I promise. The only thing I can promise is to give 100% of myself every day. And you know me, I'm always honest. I'll say it. Whether it's liked or not, it's coming out. So I will never deceive you, and I'll always be there to back you up 100%.
Melissa Montour, Nyawa Goa.
Nyawa.
Thank you for being here, and our thanks.